Hey, it's Rob Lowe the Star, and you tapped in to Hustle and Shine in the Morning. Hey,
shut up, Brian.
Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Hey, don't you know it's Hustle and Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand. Don't be driving fast and crazy while you in your commute. Your baby daddy always trip, you won't give him the boot. Your baby mama think you're lying, you ain't telling the truth. And your kids woke up late, you gotta take them to school. It's cold, play this on your job while you're heading to work. With the morning gossip, you can get out of dirt. Motivation in a minute, we got all type of perks. Yeah, yeah, I know this sliding, throw this hit in reverse. Like, Kansas City, yeah, it's time to wake up. Get your butt up off the mattress, ain't no time to lay up. Don't you know it's Hustling Shine in the Morning? Yeah, yeah, we getting to it, making plays while they on it. Turn it up, that's my jam. 103.3, where that Z get slammed. Yeah, yeah, I see you doing your dance. But slow it down, baby, put that wheel in your hand.
Good morning, 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 good morning. Wake up, Kansas City. It's time to Hustle and Shine. Reporting live from the Brian and Kruber Studios, Brian B. Shining.
And your favorite cousin, Deanna Hustle, 558 on your time. It's a high of 95 today. Ooh, Lord.
Yes.
Curly is 68. I love that. Clear skies and Lincoln Prep.
Hi, D.
What's up, man? How you feeling on this this Red Friday slash National Video Game Day?
Slash Video Game Day. Okay, okay. You don't want none in Madden, but that's another story for another day. It's all about our Kansas City Chiefs. Playing the Philadelphia Eagles this weekend, rematching Super Bowl 57 and 59. We prefer 57. We got Ron Hughley on the show talking Chiefs starting... Why what? 723, 724?
Yep, just about. And we also got some tickets to send you and your friend to the Funny Bone Comedy Club. And we'll be talking to Ari Spears later in the show as well.
Oh, boy.
TMG goes down at 23s. Megan Good and Jonathan Majors, they talk about discussing and building their fitness empire.
Oh, okay. Yeah, oh, I can see that working for them. Most
absolutely.
Certainly. All right, Chiefs Kingdom, it's time to get this weekend started. Only on Kansas City's number one. The undisputed number one. I'm trying to stretch it out, D. The hip-hop, R&B, throwbacks, and Chiefs Kingdom Loud Mouth, D.
It's Hot 103 Jams.
Motivation. Haters better get on your job. Tell them, haters get on your job. Motivation. Sucker can't make me suffer. Just make me stronger and make me tough.
Imagine going forth in a state of kindness and empathy rather than in a state of judgment, anxiety, and frustration. Such a state of kindness is not particularly difficult to maintain. It's mainly a matter of intention and discipline. Decide to let go of judgment, choose kindness, and be diligent about keeping yourself there. That's not to say you must roll over and allow others to take advantage of you. It's entirely possible to make kindness your initial interaction, while also acknowledging the reality that it won't always be reciprocated. Often your kindness will be well received, probably more often than you might think. Other times it will not be. But even then, there's nothing lost by offering. Whatever the case, it will always be given. So no matter who does or who does not benefit from your kindness, benefit will surely accrue to you. Reach out in kindness, and good results occur. The more you do, the better life becomes for you and those around you. Growth looks good on you. That's today's Motivational Minute, only on Hustle and Shine in the Morning, Hot 103 Jams.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
624, high of 95 on this Red Friday, currently 68, clear skies at Hickman Mills Middle. Cardi B has been teasing her upcoming album, Am I the Drama, which is dropping this month. And in this video, now people are breaking down and saying she's copying another superstar. But she jokes that her label cut her budget. And we don't know if it's true or not.
Hear ye, hear ye. Due to the Imaginary Players music videos, Atlantic Records have done some deduction to my album. And the new budget is $50. So due to the fact that the budget is $50 for my album, I have to go on the road and sell these CDs and vinyls myself.
Just now, shoot it on an iPhone.
Now, some of her rollout has been kind of being a play on hey, I'm on the streets trying to sell my project because everybody say I don't do nothing to sell it. So that's what she's been doing. She's been pushing it. So good for her. Switching over into the fitness world. Megan Good and Jonathan Majors, they sat down with Tamron Hall. They talked about their wedding they had.
A wedding?
Yep. Jonathan Majors' mother is their pastor and was their counselor during the time. She shared some different things too, but one thing that stood out was Megan Good sharing how they've been growing their fitness empire.
This one gets up every single morning at 4 a.m. Every morning. His discipline is unmatched. And then he's with the guys by 5 a.m. His group of fellas who they work out every morning. Everybody's consistent. I went a few times. So I would say, oh, no, it's the 5 a.m. for me. Yeah. And so I started coming around 9. And by that, next thing you know, it's my best friend. It's her husband. Her husband is in his late 50s, you know. The youngest one is 22. The oldest is 57. And next thing you know, there's about 20 of us there.
Man, you know, I'm a night owl. Like, I love staying up late. The later, the better. And when I was younger, like 20s and stuff, I wouldn't wake up till 12:30, 1 o'clock most days. Oh, definitely, because I'd be up till 5:30. Sing it, Diana. That's my song right there. Anyway, pause. but I say all that to say, when this era of my life concludes with the morning show situation or whatever, because y'all getting up at 4:30 is no punk.
It's a beast.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Every single day you got to do that. I could find myself getting up at like 7, 8 o'clock. Like, to me, that's like sleeping in, bro.
5 or 6 or something.
To me, that's like sleeping in, dog.
No, that absolutely
feels totally
like
changed
sleeping.
My mindset.
Yeah, yeah, it definitely does. So shout out to Jonathan Majors and Megan Good because they launched a holistic health and fitness brand behind all of this, and it's called Honor Culture. They promote healing, self-growth, and empowerment. So I love that because when you're in the gym, you working out, it just feels like your day goes better.
Yeah, so, yeah. I want to start my day off by getting a good workout in.
Yeah. Shout out to Julie Jones. She be in the gym every single morning. I don't know how you do it, girl, because that morning, woo, it's brutal.
Busy bit, man, 816 day. We on Hustling and Shop.
The former Kansas City area elementary school teacher faces 4 additional charges of production and attempted production of child pornography. This is disgusting. Last month, federal prosecutors charged Dennis Hernandez, 28, with 3 counts of sex crimes involving children, including allegations he produced videos involving minors in school settings. And the reports continued to come out after that. Now, he was in several schools in some sort of like substitute teacher role. Mm-hmm. He was like in 20 plus schools, bro. Mm. Like, as a parent, I'm just furious.
I'd be at that school.
Yeah. Hell yeah. So, man, look, I want to keep harping on this because I want parents to be well aware of what's going on in our city. And we got to keep the heat on these people to make sure to shame these people in public. Because in this day and age, you know, word got to be floating around about some people. Like, we need to know.
Yeah. So. And talk to your students, talk to your kids as well. And have those conversations on what's inappropriate and with a teacher and a child, because the child is honestly innocent and completely unaware of some of these things. And that's why people like this prey on kids, is because they know that they don't have that understanding. So make sure you talk to your kids and give them that talk of, if a grown man or a grown woman does this to you, it is inappropriate.
Yo, what's up? It's your boy, Mark Smart Barber from the 816. I'm locked in with Hustle and Shine in the morning on Hot 103 Jams. Let's go.
Shout out to all the cousins hitting that Hustle and Shine text line. Shout out to our cousin, Rich Harris, Nancy Tillman, Brandon Blake, Yanni Rogers. Shout out to Amora in the 4th grade at Hogan. And I heard Amora made the cheer squad. So yeah. Congratulations. And then also big love to Sanaa. I hope you all are having an amazing Red Friday.
Yeah, tomorrow is 913 Day, September 2020. Ernest Jackson, Samuel Lockridge, and Kendon McClain, they work with the UG to get a proclamation designed for 913 Day. On 913 Day, y'all, we celebrating everything great in KCK. Everything great in the 913. Shop, eat, visit historical sites, and support the 913 community. join with us. He's got up early, and we're thankful that he's up hustling and shining. He's coming to the Funny Bone Comedy Club up in Zona Rosa. We got my man Aries Spears, comedian, on the show this morning. How you feeling, man?
Yo, what up? What up? What's good, brother?
Good, man. Glad to have you up early hustling and shining with us. Now, there's been plenty of videos of you floating around where you got these presumed Trump supporters in your crowd when you're doing your stand-up comedy routine. They catch feelings. You point them out. Are you ever afraid of anybody retaliating, especially with today's climate?
No, not really. I mean, because, you know, that's what I do. So, you know, it's part of the game.
Speaking about videos, I know within the last 24 hours, it's been a lot of chaos in the country. And I mean, it's always been chaos. Nothing has been new, but we're even more divided, more now than ever. And you made a video just highlighting and talking about left versus right and all this conversation. But the accountability piece is what you really talk to. Do you feel that accountability is missing on both ends? And if so, why?
It just always seems like people on the far right, whenever something tragic happens, they always blame the left. It's always about the Democrats and the liberals. When it's like historically, no side has ever been 100% clean. I mean, so it's like, let's stop the bull and the rhetoric. You know, at the end of the day, historically, Republicans have been just as bad, especially within the black community, as the left. So to sit here and act like the right has never owned slaves, has never been in political positions of power and authoritative power that they haven't abused or misused is just bogus.
Now, of course, this upcoming weekend, you'll be at the Funny Bone Comedy Club in Werby.
Zona Rosa!
Well, he be doing the food with that one. And so, of course, you've been in the town before. You even stopped by Hustle and Shine in the morning before. Of course, I like to consider you Mr. Controversy because you are not afraid of speaking your opinion. And so I know we're going to get that at the show, but what are maybe some other elements? What type of vibe you feeling you being in the town? What can we expect?
100% pure Bolivian uncut yayo.
Man, how many shows you got coming up this weekend?
Four. Two Friday, two Ooh. Saturday.
There it is.
Ooh, back with it.
Hey, he know not to schedule no shows during the Chiefs game versus the Eagles.
is that what that is?
Yes,
that's
sir.
Right.
On Sunday.
On Sunday.
Make sure y'all check out Aries Spears all weekend long. FunnyBoneKC.com. Get those tickets. We appreciate you stopping by Hustle and Shine in the morning. Have a good one and be a blessing.
No doubt. Much love.
Hi, I'm Mayor Quint Lucas. Tune in to All Things KC every Monday morning. I'm up hustling and shining on Hot 103 Jams.
Yo, shout out to all the cousins that's tapping the Hot 103 Jams app and making Hustle and Shine in the morning a part of your daily morning routine. We love and appreciate you for that because we know and we realize you could have been anywhere else in the world.
But you chose to be here with us today and we appreciate you and your time, cousin.
Hey, Julie, we might have to leave a little early. Nick Wright, he's broadcasting his show First Things First on FS1 live at the Power and Light District. I think they're starting to film at 10 a.m. or so. Yep. We might just skedaddle up out of here, D.
Yeah, we might. I think Mary Q gonna be stopping by too. So yeah, it sounds like Hustle and Shine is gonna be over there.
Hey, Nick Wright, come to the Hot 103 Jam Studios, dog. Come on.
Yeah, slide through real quick. Cousins, real quick, pull out your phones. We got a shot to hook you up right now. We just had Aries Spears stop by Hustle and Shine in the morning. He'll be at the Funny Bone Comedy Club. The keyword is comedy. Send that over to 816-900-4103. Go ahead and hit up that attorney, Roger White. I got you text line. He can turn your wreck into a check online at igotyou.net. We want to hook you up with two tickets to, of course, enjoy the show that is happening tonight in Zona Rosa.
Okay,
that was the best
you.
I could do.
Deanna be shining, okay.
Something like that, you know.
Yo, this would be the one them called Tech 9. And when I'm at home, I'm up hustling and shining in the morning, baby, on Hot 103 Jams.
Join with us as he is every single week in the National Football League year. We got my man, Ron Hughley, straight up from the Show and BK podcast. You can catch every single week right before the Chiefs game, courtesy of Foolish Club Media. And it is week two of the National Football League as our Kansas City Chiefs are on deck for a rematch with these funky Philadelphia Eagles. And Ron, after last week, how should we feel about this offense and where they're going with Xavier Worthy maybe not be playing this week?
They just got to figure it out like they've had many times. You sound concerned, Brian.
I didn't
feel the same excitement and confidence in that in that open that I normally hear. I sense a little concern, baby.
I got several reasons, Ron. Is Mahomes' deep ball accuracy, the O-line wasn't all the way in, Chris Jones making selfish plays. I mean, it's a lot to be concerned about.
Yeah, to me, the biggest thing, I'm not really concerned. I'm more really annoyed and pissed off. My biggest thing is I don't understand how the three of the four leaders, and actually now four of the leaders, when you think about Andy, Mahomes, Kelsey, and Jones, that's the part that's perplexing for me. How y'all ain't got no juice and energy? That is the part. And then I'm weird. I went back and watched the Super Bowl, and they looked the same. Like they were dead. They didn't have any energy or any juice. And I don't know how, after everything they've heard all offseason and being questioned. To me, that was the biggest thing that jumped out more than anything. And if they can fix that, because as you just said, them funky Eagles, they're the ones who ended your season. They embarrassed you. They're the ones that people are questioning the entire dynasty now and thinking that you're done. If you don't have energy and juice and focus for this one, then I'm concerned, Brian, that this ain't just a one-time thing. Like, what's going on? That was the biggest thing to me, more than any of the X's and O's in personnel.
This remind me of Space Jam when they took that ball and put all the... They literally took all the special skills and everything. Like, I don't know what was going on. It was embarrassing to watch. We're talking a lot about the errors. Of course, Juwan Taylor, you know, he's going to get at least about, you know, he's going to do his big one every single time. And then Xavier Worthy being out. What do you feel like did work? Was there anything that was like, oh, this is good, this is promising? Because we've been talking about the bad for a whole week now. But is there anything that felt good?
Yeah, see, to me, I think for me, it is clear that the Chiefs' offensive line is far better than it was last year. There were some penalties and some stuff, but Pat had much more time and he was much more comfortable than he did last year. And that's only going to get better, especially with the two young dudes on the left side. I didn't come away from that game thinking, damn, this old line was a killer. I came away from about 7-8 games last year thinking, the Chiefs either lost or almost lost because that O-line was a struggle. And so I think that, to me, was the number one thing that was positive. And the other part is, especially defensively, it was just miscues, self-inflicted miscues. If you look at the touchdowns, hell, McDuffie and Drew Tranquil ran into each other the first 4 minutes of the game. Two different times, Chiefs players ran into each other. One took out Worthy, and the other one gave a wide-open touchdown. And then one of the other touchdown passes is McDuffie and Hicks just getting confused on switching, and it was another wide-open touchdown. So those are more annoying things than thinking like, hey, man, they just get their ass kicked. I just felt like a lot of it was just self-inflicted, and them being asleep. Like you said, it's like somebody took their powers. Like, wake the hell up is what I was saying the entire game. Hey, this is the week. I think I'm not concerned right now. I'm more annoyed. Mm-hmm. I will switch to concerned if they come out dead like they have the last two games.
Make sure you check out the Show and BK podcast, courtesy of Foolish Club Media, and check out Brian's World as well. Ron, we'll holler at you next week as we prepare to face the New York Football Giants, a.k.a. the G-Men, on Sunday Night Football. Holler at you, man. Be a blessing.
Yes, sir.
Yo, what up? This your boy, Little Ronnie. I wake up with Hustle and Shine on the Hot 103 Jams, baby. Let's go.
Hustle and Shine in the Morning has teamed up with J.E. Dunn to celebrate and recognize the real MVPs in our community, which are individuals who embody the spirit and community of outreach and positive change in Kansas City.
Today, we are spotlighting this week's Hustle Hard, Shine Bright nominees.
Valerie Graham nominates G Style Cuts. She writes, "He's a child of God first, a father, and a son. He owns and operates his barbershop and has been nominated for the KCPCA Awards and has won. He's an excellent leader in the community. He talks and mentors young men teaches them how to groom themselves. He sometimes offers free haircuts to the community as well. What makes me nominate him is he's completely changed his life and is a walking example of God. And Valerie continued to write that she is extremely proud of this gentleman.
Shout out to our cousin Carla Ross, who nominated Renita Cochran. She tapped in and said, "It is with great pride and admiration that I nominate my niece, Renita Cochran, for recognition of her extraordinary generosity and dedication to helping others. For more than 10 years, Renita has devoted herself to bringing joy and hope to women and children living in domestic violence shelters during the holiday season. Every Christmas, she personally purchases and donates toys, gifts, and essential items to ensure that families in these shelters feel remembered, supported, and celebrated. What makes her efforts especially remarkable is that she has never sought donations or assistance from others. Instead, she uses her own income to fund this tradition year after year. I wholeheartedly believe Renita deserves this nomination. Her unwavering dedication to uplifting others year after year truly embodies the spirit of giving."
Go to KPRS.com, cousin, and nominate your community MVP, a person who deserves to be recognized on the Hustle Hard, Shine Bright Community Spotlight.
One community nominee will win a $250 gift card Friday, October 31st at 7:52 a.m.
Brought to you by J.E. Dunn, building authentic partnerships and enriching lives through inspired people and places.
And Hot 103 Jams.
Hey, yo, what up? It's your boy Jay White did it. And guess what, man? I wake up to Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jams.
Let's get in the booth, D.
Okay.
Come on. Ooh. Let you know where we finna be this weekend, y'all.
I like that. Let me get in the stool real quick.
Yeah. Come on, come on.
Get up and get out, it's Friday. Check or deposit, you just got paid. Hustle shine in the morning always.
Uh-huh.
Get outside, cousin, I better see you today.
I know that's right. We let you know where all the hot events are in the town, and it all starts tonight.
Uh-oh. What happened to the busybody?
Them Friday night lights is popping off. Oh. Because Marcel Reed, the Undertaker, number 71, and them Lee Summit North Broncos, they headed over to Sunny Mission tonight, D, as they face Mill Valley. Get your shovels out, because number 71, Marcel Reed, is gonna put somebody in it. Can't wait, man. Love my nephew to death, man. He be holding it down, boy.
Yeah, for sure. And then, of course, you know, sliding into tomorrow is 913 day.
Oh, yeah.
We had Tez Carter stop by, let us know. You know, he'll be over at Rebel Sports Tavern. That's going down on 913 day. So he'll be there for the night. And I know J.R. Hoodstar got some festivities that's going on during the day.
Yeah, he got hella stuff going on, man. Shout out to 913 day. Make sure we go over and support our cousins on the Kansas side. And then the Ivanhoe Farmers. They have a Ivanhoe Farmers Market. They have a watermelon festival going down tomorrow, D, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., 3700 Woodland Ave. Go get you some watermelon. Shout out to the Ivanhoe Farmers Market.
And big shout out to the Black Pickleball Club. Shout out to Brandon Jackson. We'll be over at Clam Park, 10 a.m. to noon. So if you want to try some pickleball, come on through, cousin.
The Rome family, I'm doing a wedding tomorrow, D. I can't wait for that. Ooh, it's ooh. Going down.
And Music Soul Child going to be in the town. It's a lot of stuff happening, ain't it?
Yeah, hella stuff. And then, of course, you already know the thing that everybody's going to be tuned in to. Our Kansas City Chiefs at Arrowhead Stadium taking on them Philadelphia Eagles. Whatever you do this weekend, cousins, you know what we finna tell you.
Don't be an idiot.
TMG, the morning gossip. It's the morning gossip with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
825, high of 95, and it is currently 70 sunny skies at the Kansas City Zoo. Rapper EVE shares how she had to let her guard down from being naturally hard body even after she got married.
This is not just being hard in the industry, but hard in relationships.
Mm.
You know, it would play out in a way that he'd be like, "What? I don't understand. Like, why are you cursing me out right now?
What did I do?
What did I do?
Can't like, we just talk?
Yeah, like, I was in the bathroom. I missed a call. Like, you know, and I'd be like, yeah, I know you with another. He's like, I was taking a give me a second. Like, even to also understand, like, I can lean on somebody. Mm. I don't have to do everything by myself. It took me a few years to really be like, wow, I got a partner.
I'm sure there's a transition independently. You do a lot of things independently and even asking for your partner's help with something. I'm sure that's probably difficult when you're used to asking for help. Yeah.
I can't.
Have you gotten to a point since you have been married? For how long have you been married?
Over 3 years.
So have you gotten to the point where you have let that down?
Nope. I can't do it, man. I don't want to bother nobody. I don't want to inconvenience nobody. That'd be the whole thing.
I can't get it. But you hear how Eve said, you know, eventually the guard come down. Switch it over into the other side of the rap world, Glorilla. There's a song circulating online right now. Now, fans can't tell if it's real or if it's AI, but it's got people talking and laughing because it's a supposedly diss record to Young Thug after he called Glorilla ugly in his jail calls.
Let's do it. Let go. Black and male looking at that looking at that ass ain't Jim. That jelly looking at that. You know this ass super fat. He's sex. Looking at it. Mariah, you don't get away to bring and tweet a bird looking at her. I just found a clue looking at whiskey. I don't care if he cheat looking at long as he come on to me looking at.
Now, lots of edits on that one. She, of course, mentioned in that song, if that was even her, that it was all fun and games. And I think it's some fun. If it is hers, I like it. I think it's funny. Of course, it's a playoff of the Hot Styles featuring Young Jock Looking Boy, which was funny when that dropped too. So it's just some fun. It's all sad stuff going on right now. Let's lighten the mood a little bit.
I'm waiting for that Mariah the Scientist diss track to come out. So.
Oh, that should be interesting.
I'll be waiting on that.
The remix to Burning Blue. That'll, you know, keep tabs on that.
He ain't lying.
Well, now that that is taken care of, it is time for birthday announcements.
It's Virgo season. Happy birthday to those reliable, helpful, and super picky Virgos.
Hey, who birthday? Put your hand up.
Sending over a happy birthday to rapper and singer and one of the youngest members of Bone Thugs and Harmony. Happy birthday to Busy Bone. A happy heavenly birthday to the iconic track and field athlete and four-time gold medalist, Jesse Owens. A happy birthday to Mr. Sorry for 2004. Happy B-Day to Ruben Studdard. A major happy birthday to rapper, songwriter, and media personality. Happy birthday to 2 Chainz. A happy heavenly birthday to the legendary singer, songwriter, musician, record producer, and composer, Barry White. And last but not least, sending over a happy birthday to actress and singer with her own daytime show, Jennifer Hudson.
Okay, D, let's take it to the crib and wish some of our cousins in KC some happy birthdays. Happy birthday, Chyna Lynn, Mariah Jones, and Gabby Rediger. Sending birthday love to Calvin Heron, Walter Moorhead, and Lovable Visha. Happy birthday to Jessica B, Danielle Tyree, and Brianna Millsap. Plus, sending birthday love to JoJo Williams, Ronisha Friday Spears, my man Stuart Solomon, and everybody else born on September 12th. Happy birthday, Virgo. Celebrate your day.
Happy birthday. Put your hand up.
We see you singing in the car.
Oh, my God.
Your neighbors hear you singing at the crib.
Hey.
Now it's time to play.
What's the name of the show?
That's My Jam with Hustle and Shine on Hot 103 Jam.
Good morning, cousin. Who is this?
Good morning, cousin. This is Latrice.
Hey, Latrice. What's up, girl?
What's up?
How you feeling today?
Tired.
Gonna wake up. It's Red Friday.
All right, Latrice. What's your check engine light looking like?
I'm about to get a ride, so I ain't worried about that.
Understood.
Yeah. Okay, that's good. That means it ain't on. That's a plus. All right, cousin. 2 tickets to go see Music Soul Child tomorrow could be all yours, but you got to finish these lyrics with some passion. You ready for that?
Yeah.
Leave you with my number, and I hope that you would call me someday. If you want, you can give me yours too. And if you don't, well, I ain't mad at you. We can still be cool, girl.
I'm not trying to pressure you. Just can't stop thinking about you. You ain't even really gotta be my girlfriend. I just wanna know your name and maybe sometime we can hook up, hang out, just chill.
That wasn't a tiny desk version. That was the mini desk version.
Well, I'm nervous. I'm on my way to work.
Lord, At least you got the lyrics right, because some of our cousins love them to death, but they be butchering them lyrics bad.
Damn.
Who you going to take with you to the Music Soul Child concert, cousin?
I don't even know. I hope I can
still walk
out of
way. Throw that PTO in there.
All right, and don't be selling our tickets we giving you either. Don't be doing that. I ain't giving you no bright ideas.
No.
All right, Latrice, go ahead and tell Kansas City what morning show is hooking you up.
Hustle and Shine in the morning.
Making that real money.
Hustle and